This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 19th. God's word to you today is think about it. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 13, verse 4, and it says, "Lazy people want much but get little, while the diligent are prospering." If your goal is to win at work, then you have to resolve to never make excuses. This is actually the third of the six ways Solomon is teaching us to win. A lot of people are so quick to give excuses that sometimes they do not even realize that they are probably digging a ditch for themselves or creating problems for themselves with their own mouths. Proverbs 18 verse 15 says, "The intelligent man is always open to new ideas. In fact, he looks for them." Resolve today to stop giving excuses, because excuses are for losers and excusers are losers. Proverbs 14:23 says, "Work brings profit, talk brings poverty." Ecclesiastes 5 verse 7 says, "Dreaming instead of doing is foolishness." A father was trying to teach his son this principle: never make excuses. He told his son that he had to do one hard thing a day. And the boy said, "I already do one difficult thing every day, Dad. I get out of bed." As far as the boy was concerned, getting out of bed is hard work, and that is enough for the day. Proverbs 13 verse 4 says, "Lazy people want much but get little, while the diligent are prospering." You will be diligent and you will prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. It is very common to hear someone say, "One day I will make it." My question to such people is, which day and what are you doing now? God will bless the work of your hands, so get to work and give Him something to bless. The Bible did not say God will bless the wishes of your mind or your dreams without the corresponding action. The Bible says God will bless the work of your hands, so you must give Him something to bless. The third evaluation is, how often do I excuse my behavior? If you excuse your behavior frequently, then on a scale of 1 to 10, you are a 1. Please do not excuse yourself in your evaluation. Be truthful to yourself. If you do it sometimes, then you are a 5. If you do not excuse your behavior at all, you always take the bitter pill, then you score a 10. Again, I urge you to be brutal with yourself in your personal assessment. Write down your first, second, and third scores in your journal, because we will come back to them. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to be diligent in everything I do, so that the quality of my work will be a solid witness of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.